Welcome to the Planning Committee meeting. This meeting is being recorded and will be made available on the Council's public website in due course. So please ensure that you switch on your microphones and speak and turn them off again, but speak clearly, please, let's say, because we have people in the other room as well. I'd like to introduce the staff and councillors who will be involved in the meeting tonight. You've already been introduced to Esme Sphinx, our Planning Development Manager, who shall present items 4 and 8, whilst also answering any technical questions which may arise. To my far left is Paul Thompson, Principal Planning Officer, who will present on item 5 and address any technical queries. On the left outer horseshoe is Matthew Churchill, Planning Officer, one in from the end, who will present the plans for item 6 and answer any technical questions. And beside him, near me on the left outer horseshoe, is Vanya Popova, Planning Officer, who will present the plans for item 7 and answer any technical questions on them. To my right is Carolyn Forster, who is our Planning Litigation Solicitor. Welcome, Carolyn, to the meeting, who will provide professional advice and guidance to the committee on legal matters. And to my far right is Michael Picardo, who has already been introduced to you. On the right outer horseshoe is Councillor Ian Harvey, Leader of the Council, is here just to observe this evening's proceedings. And next we have Councillor Bateson, who is not a member of the Planning Committee, but as you heard earlier, wishes to speak on application number 19/00815/FUL, as it is in his ward. And also on the right outer horseshoe are Councillor Sue and John Duran, who are not members of the Planning Committee, and Councillor Sue Duran has registered an interest to speak on application number 19/00956/FUL, as it is in her ward. Councillor John Duran is here just to observe proceedings of tonight's meetings and will not be speaking. And non-planning committee ward councillors are not allowed to take part in the debate or vote on applications and will need to comply with our procedure for declarations of interest. In the inner horseshoe and the dais in front of me are the members of the planning committee who will be able to take part in the debate on the applications and to vote, unless otherwise noted by way of a disclosure of interest. So would each councillor please introduce themselves, giving your name and ward, starting with Councillor Helen Harvey for the purposes of recording.
Hello, I'm Councillor Mrs. Helen Harvey of Sunbury East Ward.
Councillor Michelle Gibson, Riverside and Leyland.
Councillor Richard Barrett, Ashford Common. Robin Sider, Shepparton Town.
Lawrence Nichols, Halifax and Sunbury West.
Sandra Dong, Halifax and Sunbury West.
Ginger Vincent, Staines South.
Thomas Lagden, Staines Ward.
Bernie Sport, Sunbury Common.
Fina Seaver, Staines Ward. I've received a number of emails on this issue, kept an open mind, not responded.
So we do that a bit later on, Councillor Seaver.
Sorry, forgive me. Okay.
Ross Chandler, Ashford East.
Councillor Butha, Ashford North, Stanwell South.
Councillor Brower, Ashford North, Stanwell South.
Thank you. And just going back a stage, there are three other councillors here who have turned up to observe the meeting. We have Councillor Durfell, who's sitting on the outer horseshoe at the back there, and Councillor Maureen Atterwell, and Councillor Richard Dunn, who are also here to observe. Right, where public speaking is allowed, it's limited to 3 minutes for the objector and 3 minutes for the applicant, and I'll call you up when it's your turn, and you'll be reminded when you have 30 seconds left, and in the interest of equality, you will not be allowed to extend beyond this period. And before continuing on the meeting, I have one final request to make. As we do have a very full agenda this evening, it's understandable that members of the public may not wish to remain for its entirety. So should any member of the public wish to leave once their item of interest has been concluded, may I ask that you leave through the doors at the rear of the council chamber, please. But I will be having a brief adjournment after the first item and after the second item to allow people to leave in an orderly manner. And signage when you go out will direct you down the stairs to the door exiting to the courtyard car park. Now turning to the main agenda, item 1 is apologies. Do I have any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chairman. We have no apologies this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Item two, minutes. Is it the wish of the Plan Committee that I sign as a true record the minutes of the meeting held on the 21st of August 2019?
Agreed.
And they have agreed. Thank you for that. Disclosures of interest. Can members of the committee please indicate any disclosure of interest they have on any item of the agenda? And I'm declaring for members for both the items which involve Noel Green Estates, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Belfont Borough Council, so members don't have to declare on that. But as with all applications from the council or council staff, etc., we have to treat them as any other planning application. Apart from that, Councillor Helen Harvey.
Thank you, Chairman. So I wish to declare I have visited what's known as a White House application site on my own, walked around, drove around. I've also received a significant number of emails, both raising objections against and in support. I've made no response and noted their comments. Regarding Northumberland Close, I've received a number of objection emails, one in particular representing a number of residents. I responded to that email, acknowledged its contents, and said that I would visit the site as the person who emailed me asked me to. I have since visited the site and driven around and looked at the surrounding areas. And I also spoke with a resident of number 20, Cleveland Park. I listened to him, expressed no opinions, and kept an open mind. I've received an email from regarding Northumberland Close again. I've received an email from the applicant containing a matrix addressing the issues that the officer's report has made. I've made no response. I've also received an email and a letter from Barclay Homes and did not respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gibson.
Thank you, Chair. I've received a number of emails referenced the White House. I made no comment. Then no comment for any of the other applications. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Barrett.
Nothing to declare, thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. I've received emails on items 4, 5 and 6. Made no comment. And I have visited all sites and made no comment.
Thank you, Councillor Nicholls.
Correspondence on items 4, 5 and 6. Made no comment.
Councillor Dunn. Councillor Mrs. Dunn.
I have received correspondence on items 4, 5 and 6 and made no comment.
Councillor Vincent.
I have received correspondence on all items and made no comment.
Thank you, Councillor Acton.
I have received correspondence on items 4 and 5 and made no comment.
Councillor Schwartz.
Like the other councillors, I've received emails and have visited the site.
For all of the sites, or was that for all sites, Councillor? So was that for all of the sites, Councillor? Yeah, is that for all of the sites, or, you know, you didn't say you visited the site. Have you visited all of the sites? Was that for all three applications?
I'm sorry.
Which sites are you declaring about, Councillor?
Which sites are you, have you visited? Say for each one.
Which sites? Yeah.
The White House is where I visited.
Okay, and I see nothing on the other two applications then. Right, and Councillor Seaver.
I've received correspondence and emails on items 4, 5 and 6 and have made no response.
Thank you. Councillor Chandler.
Received emails for 4, 5 and 6, no comments.
Councillor Boutin.
I received emails on item 4 and 5. Did not reply to any of them to maintain a neutral stance.
Okay, Councillor Brown.
I visited White House, have few emails but no comments.
Okay, thank you. And I've been involved in meetings with people from the White House residents, objectors, and received emails. Made no comment, and I've also received emails on item 5, and I've received correspondence and emails on item 6, and I've neither of those made comment. Right, and councillors, Councillor Bateson, do you have any declaration to make on your item?
No, Chairman, no declaration.
Thank you. Councillor Duran?
Likewise, no declaration.
Thank you. Right. Non-planning ward councillors are, so we move on to the planning applications.
Can I raise a point of order, please, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would just like to raise with you the issue of two committee members changing at 24 hours notice. I think this is potentially inappropriate for two reasons. One is it is expected that the councillors concerned have to read 172 pages of report in 24 hours. And the second concern is that members of the public haven't been able to lobby these members as they have made others. I'm not asking for anything to happen other than I would ask, Mr. Chairman, that you would speak to or advise all the leaders of political groups that it's not acceptable to make changes to the planning committee with less than 7 days' notice. And I think that's not unreasonable.
Yeah, changes aren't my responsibility, but Mrs. Foster will explain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the question. And just to confirm that the substitution of those members does fall within the proper constitutional arrangements of this authority. However, I will report back your comment about the late substitution. Thanks for that.